Tay Township, the small municipality on the shores of Georgian Bay, will be celebrating its own 200th anniversary as a township in 2022, along with fellow townships Tiny and Springwater, by hosting Canada Day events 1 week earlier than the rest of North Simcoe. On Friday, June 24, Under the Big Top will begin at 290 Park Street in Victoria Harbour, as food and drink is served at 4 p.m. followed by live bands at 5:30 until midnight. Saturday, June 25, will begin with artisans and crafters at 10 a.m. before the main event, the Canada Day Parade, at noon with free foods available for attendees. Various children, adult entertainment will also start at noon, while various live entertainers perform throughout the day and night starting at 2 p.m. A bar will be present between noon and midnight, but only after 7:30 p.m. will those of legal drinking age, 19 and over, be able to attend. Further information on the two-day Under the Big Top event can be found on the Tay Canada Day website. Midland festivities in the largest of the four North Simcoe municipalities will take place in Little Lake Park starting at 10:30 a.m. on July 1. Tourism and Special Events Manager Nicole Major stated that the Canada Day celebrations and activities would be a return to the familiar pre-pandemic sizes well remembered by attendees. There are currently no public health guidelines in place, informed Major. Should this change before July 1, we will adapt and adhere to all public health guidelines. Scheduled for the day are the Canada Day Parade, the Arts and Crafts Exhibition and Sale Vendors Market, Air Bounces, Children's Entertainment, Face Painting, and Live Family Entertainment between noon and 6 p.m. on the entertainment stage. At dusk, a fireworks display will be held over the waters of Little Lake Park. Information on Canada Day celebrations can be located on the Community Events calendar page of the Town of Midland website. Penetanguishene, the second largest of the four municipalities, will be handing its main reins over to its neighbors, but there's still lots to do in Penetanguishene on Canada Day. Down at the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum at 13 Burke Street, holiday festivities will go from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Friday, July 1. Free admission will be allowed into the museum, which also promises a new exhibit on display. Kids' activities include bouncy play centers, entertainment, door prizes and more. Music will be provided by Passport as well as LaFontaine-based group Arica. Free cupcakes and cannon fire will take place at approximately 2 p.m., and food and beverages will be available at a barbecue and beer tent on the premises. Details and inquiries can be accessed at the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives page of the Town of Penetanguishene website. Tiny Township. Although no activities will be held for Canada Day in Tiny Township this year, fireworks may be set off in the municipality as one of a limited number of allowed holidays, as passed through a new bylaw last year. Sales for fireworks in the township are to begin on Saturday, June 25, 7 days prior to Canada Day. In the event of inclement weather on July 1 that make it impractical to set off fireworks, such as rain or wind velocity reported as greater than 20 km per hour, there is a provision in the bylaw allowing for the discharge of fireworks only on the following day of July 2. Further details can be located on the fireworks page of the Tiny Township website.